Last weekend, the internet showed up for a happening at MIT. It was an A-list of viral celebrities, like the father and son behind the David After Dentist video, viewed by 58 million people, in which Big David films Little David after he's been drugged up.
I feel funny. Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Also appearing, the owner of the original keyboard cat. You know, the one with the blue onesie playing piano, seen by gazillions.
I had no job, and I had a lot of time, and a cat, and a keyboard, and a camera. And I'm not trying to be funny, it's just that that's what I had.
They rubbed shoulders with the people behind inexplicably blockbuster sites like Regretsy, which mocks the worst handmade items on the shopping site Etsy, and Lamebook, which mocks the users of Facebook. Also, the now essential Urban Dictionary. The event was RaffleCon 2, and radio producer Benjamin Walker is here to explain exactly what a RaffleCon is. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Brooke. So Raffle is one of the internet's oldest acronyms. It means rolling on the floor laughing, but it's really just shorthand for stuff you like online. So RaffleCon is a convention/conference all about popular and famous stuff on the internet, or internet memes. RaffleCon is organized by these two young Harvard geniuses, Tim Huang and Christina Xu. And, you know, Harvard hosts a lot of big-time real internet conferences, but Christina told me some of these left something to be desired.
We go to conferences about internet culture, and what we found repeatedly was that as someone from the internet generation, we constantly were kind of wincing and being like, ooh, that's not quite right, you know, they're not quite getting it. And so we thought, what better way to help that dialogue than to invite the people who actually are the ones who are creating these things and get their voices out.
So how high does the voltage go when you put a bunch of internet stars into the same room?
Well, what everyone is trying to understand, and I'm talking academics, marketers, scientists, radio show hosts, is why certain things go viral on the internet. Pretty much every meme at RaffleCon has something accidental about it. Take David After Dentist. David's dad simply pulled over to the side of the road to videotape his still high after dentist son who was questioning the nature of reality.
I really love this one.
Why is this happening to me?
It's okay, bud. It's just from the medicine. Okay?
Is this going to be forever?
No. No, it won't be forever.
And listen to college student Brian Govern tell me how he came to write his Amazon review for a t-shirt with three wolves and a moon on it.
One night, I was laying in bed looking for school books from Amazon.com, and somehow Amazon's recommendation engine suggested I might like this three wolf moon t-shirt. It seemed absolutely ridiculous to me because it had nothing to do with books or law or any of the things I'd searched for. And I remembered somebody I knew when I was younger who really, really was into wolf t-shirts. So I kind of imagined what that person would be nowadays, like what he'd look like, how he's grown, and I wrote the review from his viewpoint.
The review Brian wrote suggested this shirt had magical powers for the Walmart-loving trailer park resident who was supposedly writing it, and it inspired over 2,000 more reviews. But even more importantly, the shirt is still an Amazon top seller.
Okay, so he was writing in the voice of a trailer park person. That sounds kind of snarky to begin with. Are we talking about some sort of orgy of irony coming to roost online?
Well, this Three Wolf Moon t-shirt was made by this Bulgarian artist, Antonia Nesev, and she was at RaffleCon too, and she made the point of explaining that her shirt is not ironic.
She meant it.
Absolutely. And Brooke, I believe that if this shirt had been made ironically, this whole thing never would have happened.
Huh.
All these memes do have an authenticity to them.
David After Dentist. He is sincerely confused.
Yes, in fact, they've made a few other videos that they're just not as good.
They're not as good.
No.
And if we go back to the keyboard playing cat, the cat looks sincerely fascinated with the keyboard.
Absolutely. I think this is the RaffleCon meme that explains this authenticity thing the best. At the core is Charlie Schmidt's cat, Fatso, playing the keyboard.
This is a video of my cat playing a real short, really cool riff that's original music. She wrote it herself, and she clearly has an attitude.
Charlie recorded this in the late 80s, and he put it online when he discovered YouTube. And then this kid, Brad O'Farrell, found this video and used it to create the meme, Play Him Off, Keyboard Cat, basically taking Fatso to comment on all kinds of people doing stupid stuff. A person falling down the stairs, a person, you know, running into a wall, a pet falling into the toilet. He created a template so anyone could take their own fail videos and attach the keyboard cat at the end so the cat is making a statement. And this went viral. There's, you know, thousands of these videos out there on the internet. But the most amazing thing about this story is that Brad O'Farrell was at RaffleCon 1 in 2008 as an intern. And he watched all these internet celebrities on stage being showered with attention, and he decided that the next time he would join their ranks. And he did it. He even wore a cat suit this time.
I figured I would fade into the crowd if I wasn't wearing an outfit after my panel, so at least I can be like the keyboard cat guy all weekend, which is what I came here for in the first place.
If this guy in a cat suit was able to figure out how to make a video go viral, what's going to stop the makers of Pepsi or Volkswagen or any other marketer from doing the same?
Absolutely. There was a lot of talk at RaffleCon about, you know, data mining and statistics and some of the science that's being done with our behaviors online. And the talk is, it's not if meme science, it's when.
So we're that predictable. That makes me sad.
Me too.
Benjamin Walker's radio show, Too Much Information, devotes a whole hour to RaffleCon. We'll link to his podcast at onthemedia.org.